You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. A downstate judge, a judge in White County, has thrown out the requirement for a firearm owner identification card in Illinois. He says it reduces the Second Amendment rights for Illinoisans to a facade. The Attorney General, Kwame Raoul, is challenging that. Also filing on behalf of the Giffords Law Center is Jonathan Baum, and he joins us now on a phone line. Jonathan, welcome.
Thank you. It's my privilege. I'm an attorney at the firm of Catton, Hughes, and Rosenman, and I run the pro bono program, and we have done a lot of work with the Giffords Law Center over the years to defend gun safety challenges.
I should say I'm pretty sure that's the Gabby Giffords Fund, right? The congresswoman from Arizona who was shot. Well, tell me about this case and what you make of the ruling from White County.
I think it is, quite frankly, outrageous. It is a radical departure from the law that generally governs firearms. The statement in the opinion that jumped out at me was when the judge says, requiring a law-abiding citizen to obtain a FOID card and paying a $10 fee does little to protect the general public. That's just not true, okay? I mean, in evaluating laws that burden gun rights, the question is, that the courts ask, is whether the measure that is enacted by the state is substantially related to an important governmental interest, okay? And this clearly is, because the judge talks about, well, this is a terrible burden on the law-abiding citizen. But what he wants, but by his action, the judge wants to take away one of the tools the state has for determining if a gun owner is, in fact, a law-abiding citizen.
Oh, so make your case. Why is it that an FOID card is a good thing for the citizens of Illinois?
Because it's one of several measures, along with background checks at the point of purchase for guns, that make sure that guns don't get into the hands of the wrong people. The Supreme Court, very conservative Justice Scalia, on behalf of the U.S. Supreme Court, said there are certain categories of people who don't have the right to have guns, and those have to do with mental illness and criminal records and being underage and so forth. And so one of the things that the FOID requirement does is that in order to get a FOID card, you have to show that you aren't a member of any of those groups of people who shouldn't have guns.
Now, this case comes from a woman, as I understand it, a downstate woman named Vivian Brown, was arrested in 2017 because she had a rifle without a FOID card, right? She was arrested, so she filed the lawsuit. And the judge said that this made her a criminal when she really wasn't doing anything criminal.
Well, she violated a law that is there for a good reason. It doesn't mean that she's a terrible person, that she's a murderer or something like that, but the law is there for a reason, and the law doesn't work unless it applies across the board. I mean, how do you know, if that the person with the gun is not disqualified under FOID requirements or not, unless you have the FOID card?
How effective are the FOID cards and the background checks that come from them?
There have been several studies, and we've cited this in our briefing in the Illinois Supreme Court the last time this case was up. There are a number of social science studies that have shown that, for example, licensing requirements like this caused a 40% reduction in gun homicides in Connecticut, that when Missouri repealed its licensing law, that was followed by a 25% increase in gun homicides. They not only cut down on gun homicides, but on gun suicides, and also that these kinds of laws are associated with significantly reducing the rate of firearms being trafficked between states.
And because you're being checked out when you would buy a gun here in Illinois, you wouldn't get the card, so you wouldn't be able to sell it to someone in Indiana?
Yeah, I mean, for example, the judge, in his opinion, keeps talking about, well, you have background checks at the purchase. Okay, well, that tells you who can buy the gun. But what if the person who buys the gun gives it to somebody else?
I see, sure.
For nefarious purposes. The FOID card is an additional check on that.
I just want to read one other line from the judge's ruling.
Yeah.
They only gain He's talking about the Second Amendment right and how after he says it's a facade. He said they only gain that right, meaning the Second Amendment right, if they pay a $10 fee, complete the proper application, and submit a photograph. If the right to bear arms and self-defense are truly core rights, there should be no burden on the citizenry to enjoy those rights. So he would seem to abolish anything that would keep someone from buying a gun. Is that your reading?
Well, this betrays a fundamental understanding of constitutional law, because no rights under the Constitution are absolute. You know, the famous thing is, you know, can't yell fire in a crowded theater, despite that you have a First Amendment right to freedom of speech. All rights are subject to reasonable regulation. And in this case, yes, there's a $10 fee. The $10 fee is not a profit to the state. The $10 fee covers the cost of the administrative costs associated with the fee. And it seems to me that that kind of a view is this kind of view that the Second Amendment is absolute. And as I was saying before, no constitutional right is absolute.
Well, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't really read. Yeah. I don't know how to read these opinions a lot of times. Yeah. But that jumped out at me because it seems to, if he says, quote, there should be no burden on the citizenry, it seems as if you could make the case that even taxes, sales taxes, are a burden on the citizenry and that guns should be tax-free. I don't think there's anyone arguing for that, but that seems as if it would fit under his ruling.
It is not the case that no burden can be placed on the right to bear arms. The question is whether it's a reasonable burden, whether the extent of the burden is outweighed by the benefit to the public. Okay? And this is a relatively small burden at a significant benefit to the public.
Have there been similar challenges around the country, and how have they fared?
There have been. There have been a number of cases around the country in which FOID requirements have been upheld. I'm not aware of any case in which they've been invalidated.
And have you been involved in other cases here in Illinois when it comes to challenges?
I have not been involved in other cases regarding this particular, the FOID requirement. I've been involved in other cases involving other gun safety measures.
We're talking to Jonathan Baum, who will be filing a brief in support of Kwame Raoul, the attorney general, to try to overturn this ruling out of White County. So, Jonathan, what happens next? It goes to the Supreme Court. They may decide not to even take it. I doubt that's the case. But how do you see this playing out?
Well, first of all, they almost certainly will still take the case because a state law has been declared unconstitutional, and that's a big deal. And I'm quite confident that they will reverse this judge. I mean, it flies in the face of all the, not only the rulings on the Second Amendment, but just common sense, frankly.
But there's no stay in effect, right? So the FOID regulation remains until the High Court takes it up, or what's the disposition there?
I believe that the ruling only applies to that particular individual.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not certain. I don't think that the judge ruled across the board.
Jonathan Baum, listen, thanks for helping us out in this story today. I appreciate it.
All right, pleasure.
We'll talk again. What do you think? We want to take your phone calls after we check the news. Phone number's 312-981-7200. Good ruling, bad ruling? What do you think should happen with the firearms owner identification card system here? Right now, we're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.